And now it's time to go Hollywood. Mariah and Nick are back in the news after their secret wedding. So what's next? And Michael Jackson's making headlines again, too, but not for what you might think. To figure out all the entertainment news for us, we are joined now by our contributor, Tanya Hart, who hosts the syndicated radio show Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good,
so let's start with this thing, the happy couple, the Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey. What's
first
up with
First of all,
that?
How surprised and shocked were you? Okay?
I was a little surprised. I mean, you know, I'm not hating on him, but,
he's a smart man. Well, first of all, let me just say this about Nick. I have always liked him, and when I saw him in the movie Bobby and realized that Harry Belafonte had taken him under his wing, I said, oh, this young man is going for the long haul here. So I have a lot of respect for him. I think he is a tremendous actor and a really nice young man. And that being said, I've known Mariah since she started her career. And in fact, a lot of times now that we're both blonde, you know, I get a lot of that, oh, are you Mariah's sister? I'm like, yeah, baby. Give me some of that money. Anyway, so I'm very happy for them. You know, she planned this. She has this new fabulous estate in the Bahamas, in Eleuthera. And she kind of sent everybody down there under the pretense that they were going to be doing a music video. And, of course, it ended up being a wedding. You know how celebrities are. They got it like that.
Right. Yes, they did.
And, of course, they started sipping Doms as soon as they got off of their Gulfstream on the runway, on the tarmac. And the party went on from there. You know, lobsters flown in their own tanks for the wedding dinner. And I understand that Mariah actually had her cake sitting next to her on the plane just so it wouldn't get messed up.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm hearing that there's more news coming from this couple.
Oh, like that she might be pregnant?
Well, sort of.
Well,
yeah.
I just figured, you know, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Mariah with a baby carriage. I mean, you know, why else? She's 38, okay? She's never had children. Right now, one of the most important accessories in Hollywood is a child. And not saying that she would do it for that reason, even though some people do. But, hey, if you're 38, why not go out and get a 27-year-old stud? I'm right with her. I call it cougarific.
Cougarific. Speaking of that term, which has been thrown around a lot on television lately, with regard to another television personality, TV host Star Jones, and who she's been seeing, but now her soon-to-be ex-husband Al Reynolds is blogging and talking. What's that about?
Well, first of all, let me just say this. Star is in Cannes, okay, at the Cannes Film Festival, and hosted a luncheon yesterday on this fabulous yacht that is owned by her friend Denise Rich. And I hear it was just a spectacular luncheon on the yacht yesterday in Cannes. And so she's over there having a real good time. She did skip, by the way, the Kentucky Derby this year, which is one of her favorite events. And I guess she felt that she was going to be bombarded by the media. I think she should just kind of get over herself on that one. But so she's having a good time. Now, as for Al, let me just say this about Al. Al claims, and honestly, I know this to be true. When she was saying, you know, that she got rid of Al because she's more traditional and she wants a man to take care of her, Al thought he was working for her. You know, he thought that's what he was doing on the payroll. And honestly, I do know for a fact that a lot of those meetings and the stylists and all the shoots and all that stuff that was set up, especially she got this new gig on, you know, before Court TV left. You know, Al set all that up, so Al thought he was working.
Well, you know, he does say something. It's quoted here from his blog, and I'll just read it. Quote, if you think you are having a tough day, may I propose you walk in my shoes for a few hours? And I'm assuming he's referring to the many accusations about his sexuality, that he was a gold digger, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He kind of has a point, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And, you know, in terms of the sexuality thing, I don't know if we want to get into that right now. I have some very strong opinions on that. However, I think that when he got into this marriage with Star, I think that they both were looking for something. I think she was looking for that handsome young prince to come riding along that she could have this fabulous wedding with. And I think he was looking for, I mean, it wasn't like this guy was a go. He had a job, okay?
Okay.
So it wasn't like he had, but he didn't have that kind of money, nor did he have that kind of power or fame. I think it was fame more than power. And you know how, Tony, you know how this whole thing is very addictive. This whole riding on that crest. And we see this happen to a lot of people. And I really believe that as long as it was fun, he was in there for the ride. And when it stopped being fun, and they went through a lot with her doing that surgery. I mean, you know, I understand he was staying out real late at night just because it was hard to deal with her. So,
well, is it a thing now when you become really big, Tanya, in the entertainment world as a singer, as an actor, as a whatever, that particularly if you're black, your wedding has to be just off the chain? Is that how it is?
Not necessarily. I think that there are some people who really want to have small, intimate ceremonies, and I think that there are a few people that do that. I mean, actually, in Hollywood, most people don't even bother to get married anymore. So, quite frankly, I was happy to see that Mariah was old-fashioned enough to do it that way, because she said that. You know, she's always been a role model to young girls, and she said, you know what, that's the way she was raised, and she doesn't believe in going out and having the child and then thinking about marriage or not thinking about marriage. So that was what she wanted to do, and so I applaud her for that. I don't know if everybody does that. I think that, you know what, if you've got that kind of money, it's like it's not even a write-off, it's a drop, you know. So you drop $1 million on your wedding when you got 245 or 300 million, you know, just sitting there waiting for you. $1 million really isn't a lot, even though it seems like, yeah, it seems like it to us.
Absolutely.
But hey.
Well, let's talk about another name from the past in the news who is back in the news again, Michael Jackson. But wait, it's not what you think. His record-setting 1983 album Thriller has been added for preservation by the Library of Congress, along with those from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tracks of My Tears, great song, and the Headhunters album by none other than jazz master Herbie Hancock, also included in this collection going to the Library of Congress. It's apparently a part of 25 recordings that are part of the nation's effort to preserve America's oral history. That's pretty cool, huh?
Oh, I think that's extremely cool, and kudos to all of them. They all certainly deserve it. You know, one of the highlights of this year for me, I happened to be backstage with Herbie Hancock when he found out he had won the Grammy this year, which was the first time a jazz album had won a Grammy in like 43 years, you know? I told Herbie, heck, that's all of my life. I don't know about yours.
here's a trivia question for you, and I will let you go. There is a president, a former president, who is also, he's also joining this list of 25 recordings. Can you guess which president it was?
In recent history or past, is it Bill Clinton? Because I know he
Ronald
did
Reagan.
Oh, Ronald Reagan.
The music
Reagan.
Is joined by other recordings like Ronald Reagan's radio broadcast
prior
to his becoming president of the United States. So
wow.
There, a little bit of trivia that you didn't know.
I didn't.
Tanya,
I
we always appreciate having you on. Thank you
My
so
pleasure,
much.
My pleasure, Tony. You have a good rest of the day.
Joining me today, Tanya Hart. She hosts the syndicated radio show Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.